Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Drupal Development Deep Dive Workshop Week in London, England. Come join Angela Webchick Byron and Randy Fay for a week-long excursion into the depths of Drupal's API and module development. The event happens September 20th through the 24th and is split up into two workshops, Basic Module Development on Monday and Tuesday, and Advanced Drupal Development on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and become a complete Drupal Development superhero. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
My name is Chad Phillips. Most people know me as HunMonk in IRC, and I think I've been involved with Drupal for probably 4 or 5 years. I came in around the 4.6 to 4.7 transition. I did some stuff on core earlier in my career. I got the user admin mass operations stuff working, custom block titles, the UI for the uninstall module stuff. That was a lot of work I did. And then I kind of moved more into Contribland. I kind of got burned out on working on core. And since then, I've been helping Derek Wright, also known as DWW, with Project Module, and been designing some of my own stuff. I maintain Login Toboggan Module, which is a pretty popular login alternative for the Drupal core stuff. But I think my main level of interest, besides Project Module, of course, is the VoIP stuff that I've messed with, which is Asterisk integration with Drupal. I maintain the Asterisk module, and I've been playing with a newer open source VoIP solution called FreeSwitch, which I think is very promising and kind of obsoletes Asterisk in as much as it handles a lot of the deficiencies. You know, Asterisk has been around for a long time. It was sort of the granddaddy of open source VoIP platforms, and FreeSwitch has kind of learned from its mistakes and is a much more robust platform. It's growing fast and solves a lot of the shortcomings. So my plan, if I have enough free time, I think that's probably everybody's sticking point, because Drupal is a lot of fun to work on even for free, is to try to get a FreeSwitch solution built for Drupal, or maybe even a larger sense, kind of like a VoIP API that could support multiple VoIP solutions, but that would integrate it in Drupal, so that your VoIP solution would sit on your VoIP server, you would have your Drupal website, and in the middle would be that VoIP API module that would allow for communication for things like receiving phone calls, placing phone calls, you know, IVR menus that you would be able to build on the Drupal side, things like that. So I really think there's a lot of exciting potential. I honestly don't think that the potential of integrating websites with phones has really been fully tapped at all. I think it's still an exciting opportunity that there's a lot of possibility to do some really cool stuff with.
And so maybe you could talk a bit about like the hardware infrastructure that you would need in order to actually deploy and start using something like Asterisk. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you need a dedicated server and you have your Drupal site, but maybe just, you know, talk about like in order to get voice over IP, sure, the VoIP functionality, what do you need?
Right. That's a really good question. I mean, and of course, I'm going to sort of cop out on the answer. The safe answer is that it depends on what your needs are, right? And in the VoIP world, the real trick is both what is your, you know, load in terms of calls and what are you trying to do with those calls. A really simple example is there's a lot of different codecs out there in the world. I'll just pick two of the more popular ones. One is GSM, which is kind of the very popular open source format, which is a compressed format. It takes up less bandwidth, but it's also a compressed format. So, of course, you have to work with it a little bit more on the processor side. Then you have something like G711, which is also quite popular. And both of these are codecs that all the major providers of VoIP will work with. So if you have a call coming in GSM on one side and you have to place a call out and join those, you know, to another, like one person's on a GSM channel, let's say, and then you're connecting them to somebody on another codec, well, now your computer, your VoIP server, has to do a lot of that transcoding, because the formats won't be able to talk to each other unless there's transcoding. So in that particular case, as one example, you're really pumping up your processor requirements, I guess you would say, because if you've got 50 people that need transcoding, you're now maxing out your CPU. On the other hand, if you've got a good codec match, if you're not doing a lot of conferencing where you're pulling a lot of people together, you can handle probably on a FreeSwitch server. I mean, I've seen somebody do 10,000 calls on one FreeSwitch box, like an 8-core server. So, you know, it really depends what you're doing, and the potential is vast. If you have the setup right, you can handle a crap ton of VoIP traffic on a FreeSwitch server.
So, I see. So when you say VoIP traffic, does that mean that it can only be incoming people are calling on like another VoIP solution? I don't know if Skype interfaces with it, or is this also plug into cell phones or landlines or mobile phones?
That's another good question. And the answer is that you can do both. I think in terms of ease of use, what you really need to have in our society today is some connection to the PSTN, like to real phone numbers. Of course, something like FreeSwitch or Asterisk can operate in a pure SIP environment, SIP session initiation protocol. It's sort of the standard popularized protocol for handling just straight VoIP, like true VoIP, like no connection to a regular phone line kind of traffic. And you can have one person on a computer on a soft phone using, you know, a SIP phone, and another person on another computer using a SIP phone, and they can be talking through an Asterisk or a FreeSwitch box, and you need to have no real connection with the phone network as we know it to make that happen. It's built right into those systems. It's actually not hard at all. However, I don't view that as our current reality. Most people have a cell phone. Most people have, you know, a landline or something like that, and they're just more used to reaching for their regular phone number. Given that, it's really smart to try to either have a server that has hardware built in where you can connect your server directly to the PSTN, or what I think is the better long-term, more flexible solution is there's companies that you pay to do that. They're VoIP service providers. You know, really a popular one is VoicePulse, where you pay like $11 a month and you get a phone number, and they allows you to have 4 simultaneous incoming calls. And they're the ones, they handle all of the workload, you know, and the gory details of connecting to the real, quote unquote, real phone network. And all you have to do, they just send you the traffic that's been translated into SIP, and you work with that on your server. So it's a relatively inexpensive solution so that you don't have to deal with, you know, you're paying somebody else to deal with that problem.
And so where does the Drupal module, Asterisk, and potentially the future modules that you may be developing for FreeSwitch, how does that fit into the workflow or use case here?
Well, I mean, I view it as a completely open, you know, there's many options. There's all kinds of things you can do. I'll just go off the top of my head. You can use the Drupal website via some kind of API module to drive IVRs, like interactive voice response menus. So you would use the Drupal website to actually build it, like using something like Book Module, for example, that has a hierarchical structure to actually build that. And then that gets communicated in some fashion to the FreeSwitch server, and then when a person calls in, they're actually navigating that menu that you built on your Drupal site. That's one. You can use it for like calling campaigns. You know, you load a list of phone numbers into your Drupal site, that gets transmitted to the server, and it starts placing calls for a political campaign or something. And you know, I mean, I could go on and on. You could do a dating site where you had two people would want to be able to talk to each other, but for security reasons, when you're just meeting somebody, maybe you don't want them to know your phone number. So you have your phone profile and they have theirs, and that you don't really know their phone number, but you're dealing with each other through the Asterisk or the FreeSwitch server. So there's just a lot of different options, you know, and I think the idea of something like the VoIP API, sort of the holy grail, you know, I don't know if we'll be able to pull that off because Asterisk and FreeSwitch are very fundamentally different at a lower level, so I don't know if that's going to work to be able to provide that abstraction without all kinds of like complications that aren't worth it. But the goal is to be able to provide those kind of, it's to provide a platform to build those functionalities on. You know, it's similar to, I mean, just think about how the Form API works. You don't really do anything with the Form API. It just sort of sits there and allows you to do forms, whatever kind of crazy forms you want, really easily. So the VoIP API will be the same thing. It'll be a substructure that allows you to do something like, it'll have like a function to say place call or receive call or build, you know, IVR menu. I mean, I'm totally making it up. We haven't really designed it yet, but I think that's kind of the potential of it, is it's just the middleman that works with other Drupal modules that have an idea about how they want to use the VoIP framework to leverage and do any of those ideas I just mentioned and transmit that data to the actual server to get the work done.
And finally, how did you end up getting into this this stuff, and what drew you into it, and what were you trying to do with it?
Sure, a couple different things, actually. I mean, I own and operate a company that basically does answering services for apartment complexes, and we were looking for some kind of solution to take the voice portion of it in-house, and that, of course, at the time that we were looking at that, Asterisk was very attractive to do that. And even really before then, I had been recruited by Kieran Lal to do some work on the Asterisk module, which wasn't written by me. Actually, it was written by a gentleman named Herman Webley, who kind of had other things occur and kind of, you know, went off to live his life, and I took it over and rewrote it. So that was my first exposure to the module. And I think that was the first time where I really, there's something cool about clicking a link on a website and 3 seconds later your phone calls you. There's just, I mean, I would do that demo for people, and really, compared to any other demo I've ever done, that's the one that is like, wow. I mean, it's not a technical reaction. It's like, that is so cool, you know. So being able to do that and see the reaction and think about the possibilities that were available, just when you think about put a phone with a website, like, what can you do? So that was all very exciting to me. So, you know, I have, like, from my business, I have the motivation, plus there's the excitement from the other side of just volunteering in Drupal and working with the possibilities. So it was, you know, it was a no-brainer, I guess I'd say. And it's easy to be interested in.
Okay, well, great, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.